listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the National News Briefing. Good news for our energy bills. The PM has confirmed National Cabinet will meet Friday, although virtually after he contracted COVID. State and territory leaders are set to discuss how to reduce power prices with an announcement expected before Christmas. Meantime, no doubt if you're paying off a home, you'll be feeling the pressure today with the RBA tipped to increase the cash rate an eighth consecutive time. It's expected to go up by 25 basis points, bringing it to 3.1%. As for what that means for the economy, Canuck Saxena from University of New South Wales says there's still the likelihood of a recession.
It does suggest that a global recession is more likely now. It will affect Australia, but to the extent that RBA doesn't have to increase interest rates as much as expected before, I would say the probability of recession in Australia has gone down slightly.
Court resumes today in Sydney for Hillsong founder Brian Houston. Yesterday, the 68-year-old pleaded not guilty to concealing a serious indictable offence. He's accused of covering up his father's sexual abuse of a young boy in the 70s. The first heatwave of summer will stretch across multiple states. The Weather Bureau has put out warnings for Queensland, SA, the Top End and WA. And the skin of the last known Tasmanian tiger has been found in a museum cupboard. It was believed to be missing for over 85 years. Brazil put South Korea to the sword with a 4-1 win, cruising into the FIFA World Cup quarterfinals this morning. All their goals came in a stunning first half.
They're looking to make it 4-0 here before halftime, and they have done.
On SBS there, while Croatia beat Japan in a penalty shootout. Meantime, our Socceroos have arrived back on Aussie soil overnight, receiving a hero's welcome. Forward Marco Tilio says despite being knocked out of the World Cup, he's proud of the team for making the final 16.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.